Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Talking Metal Podcast, Episode 458.
Hey everybody, look what I found. Simply the best.
Hey guys, this is a music-based episode. I'll tell you right off the bat. At least that's what I'm planning it to be. I know a lot of you guys don't like the music-based episodes. I know a lot of you do not like it when John is not here. Well, he's not here. Others have voiced that they think the show is better when Victor's on it. Well, Victor's not here. Tune out now if you don't like the Striegel episodes solo and you don't like the music-based episodes. Okay, for those of you who are left, we're going to get into a little rock and roll butler right now. This is The Upper Crust.
In a little tight skirt, she says I'm much nicer than the market inside. This is the story of my little French maid. I don't mind if she just keeps fresh. Cause in my mind, whatever she's saying now, it just makes sense. Alright, rock and roll maid, rock and roll maid, rock and roll. Singing rock and roll maid, rock and roll maid, rock and roll. Hey everybody, have you seen the driver of my black limousine? He wears a black cap and some black panty loafers. This is the story of my rock and roll chauffeur.
We'll be right back. a great rock and roll, hard rocking band, the Upper Crust. I have some of their stuff on vinyl, actually. Was into them back in the 90s, long before that song was used in the podcast, The Rock and Roll Geek Show. Michael Butler uses that, obviously cuts that song up a little bit and uses it for his intro. But the Upper Crust were great. You know, they kind of had this Upper Crust vibe. You know, they dressed up as the upper society, the, you know, kind of king's royal vibe, you know, and that's that. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Go look them up, the Upper Crust. I want to say I saw them in concert, but I don't think I did, actually. I think I used to see their video on MTV2 back in the day. They were from Boston, and again, they all dressed up like in this, you know, costume-esque thing. Lord Bendover was the vocalist. Count Basie was the bassist. Duct Distortion, the Duct Distortion. Jackie Kickassis on drums. I guess they're still around and they have all their original members, or somewhat original from what I can tell. They were highly influenced by AC/DC, obviously. And, you know, some Kiss and Spinal Tap influences thrown in there for sure. Check them out. Been around for a long time, almost 20 years. Right now, let's get into some heavy metal. This is Within Temptation.
I know I will change. I have tried. Was feeling so caged. Hands tied. I can't find anything feeling so right. It's blind and
down.
Within Temptation, another band that's been around since the mid-90s. They are classified, I guess, as like kind of symphonic metal, if you will. Dutch symphonic metal, hard rock. Dig those guys. That other vocalist you hear on that song there is Howard Jones. The name of that song, by the way, guys, is Dangerous, and that is off the new album called Hydra, which came out this year in 2014. Howard Jones, we know from his days in Killswitch Engage, and he also has a band now that was recently announced. I was reading about it on metalinjection.net. The band is called Devil You Know, which, I don't know, I kind of thought that was a lame name myself. I mean, Devil You Know, The Devil You Know, I mean, you know, whatever. We've heard that before in numerous places, including Heaven and Hell. Kind of an original name to me. I don't even know what that means, Devil You Know. Is that some Christian reference? Isn't Howard a Christian? Speaking of Christians, the Donna D'Errico, Nikki Sixx's ex-wife, filed for bankruptcy. She has only $20 to her name. And that includes, I guess, she was still receiving money from Nikki Sixx. So this is what this idiot did. She went off and explored the world looking in search of Noah's Ark. And I guess she blew all her money searching for Noah's Ark. Donna D'Errico. This is what you see a lot of, like, hardcore drug addicts and alcoholics. I don't know that she is one. I think she is, actually. Who recover, find Jesus in the Bible. It's like you go from one bullshit to the other. And, you know, you're going to blow all your money in search of Noah's Ark. It's fucking retarded. You know, I guess you just get to the point where you need something to rely on. And when you take the drugs away, you have to go to another non-reality of religion. And yeah. So one time I thought she was really beautiful, Donna D'Errico. Maybe she still is. Who knows? But Nikki Sixx's ex-wife, filing for bankruptcy, has no money whatsoever. And has she found Noah's Ark? That's the real question. Speaking of atheists, fellow atheists, we have a cool interview with Rob Dukes up on talkingmetal.com. It's a video interview that actually was conducted by the people over at Gibson Guitars. Rob Dukes, singer of Exodus and Generation Kill, two great bands. Exodus recently jammed with their original guitar player, Kurt Hammett, out in San Francisco. I guess Kurt Hammett's doing these horror conventions now, so I forget exactly what they're called. But yeah, so they jammed with Kirk Hammett. Pretty cool. Other metal news. I heard metal mentioned on CNN the other day when I was watching it. You know, there's this guy down in Florida. I haven't really been following it, but he shot some kids because they were playing rap music or hip-hop loud and they wouldn't turn it down. He got in an argument with them and shot them. At least that's the understanding I have. And they were arguing on CNN, would this have happened if these kids had been playing heavy metal in the car and would have been white kids? I don't know the answer to that question. I definitely used to be a punk ass kid and drive around blaring heavy metal, and no one ever approached me with a gun. Yeah, you know, I occasionally people would yell at me, and I was a pussy. You know, I would turn it down and cower in my car. So who knows if white kids blasting heavy metal would have ended the same way. I sure as hell don't. The Olympics have been going on, and one of the athletes, the gold medal winner of, what was he, snowboarding, I believe. Yes, the gold medal winner of snowboarding. His name is Sage Kostenberg. He is from Utah, and he won the first ever snowboard slope style event gold medal this weekend. And he is a big heavy metal fan. He says that heavy metal bands like Slayer and Judas Priest and Metallica are a big part of his daily routine in snowboarding and training for the Olympics. So, cool news. Cool news. Heavy metal all over the news, right? Prince Harry, by the way, has it's been revealed he's a big metalhead, too. Recently, I don't know what the exact story is. Go look it up if you care. Lamb of God, there's a new documentary out about Lamb of God, which I read a bad review of the documentary. I think it was either on Metal Sucks. I'm pretty sure it was Metal Sucks had the bad review of it. And which is surprising because I was thinking it was going to be a great documentary because of everything that's been going on with the Lamb of God over the, you know, past year and a half or so. And also because the filmmakers are the same guys who did that documentary about Bobby from Pentagram, which was so awesome. Last Days Here, I think it's called. Just an incredibly great documentary if you haven't seen it. So I was thinking that this Lamb of God one was going to be good. And maybe it is. You can't judge a movie, a book, or even an album on reviews alone, or you will do yourself a disfavor in letting somebody else decide your experiences by them dictating to you what they deem is good or not good. Let's get into some more music right now. This is No Way by Valentine.
Yeah. So busy.
A little Valentine. No Way by Valentine. Keep the rock and roll flowing right here. Living Color, Cult of Personality. Living Color, a band which I saw open for Fishbone at Trenton State College. Ooh, many years ago. Before anybody had really heard of them, there was a little buzz that they had been working with Mick Jagger, Living Color, but didn't really know much about them. I can't remember, at least the memories are fuzzy, guys, but I think it was before their album had actually been released, or maybe it had just been released, with Fishbone touring with Living Color. Great concert, from what I remember. Fishbone were incredible. It was the Truth and Soul tour for them. Couple bands in the news lately, both of which who have been on Talking Metal numerous times. Hell Yeah, Vinnie Paul's band has lost two members, including Bobzilla, who I got to talk to John about that, because I know John and Bobzilla were actually in contact and friendly for a little while. I don't think they have been for years, but there was a couple months where they were back, probably like 5-6 years ago. And another band, which we've had on the podcast numerous times, Lacuna Coil, has lost two members. Not Christina, so don't worry, she's still there, but two members have left Lacuna Coil. I read a great article about King Diamond in Decibel magazine. There's really, at this point, to me, there's only really two heavy metal, hard rock magazines that I actually kind of pay attention to. One is Decibel, and one is Revolver. If you still do the magazine thing, or even, you know what I do with Decibel? I actually get it on my iPad in the newsstands app that comes on the iPad. I get it on there. You have to pay for it, of course, but you know, you can read it on there. It's really nice. You don't have to fumble around with an actual magazine. Revolver, I still get in the mail. And I get another magazine, actually, that I subscribe to called Guitar Aficionado, which is a fun magazine that Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick writes for sometime. We'll get back to Rick Nielsen in a minute. But Revolver magazine had a great article on King Diamond, where they actually talk with King. He hasn't really done any interviews. At least I don't think he's done any interviews except this one since his triple bypass surgery that he had a number of years ago. And it's a great read. I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff in there about King Diamond, but also just about King Diamond fans, like the drummer of Mastodon, talking about what a massive fan he and his sister were, and he still is, of King Diamond. And like, his sister committed suicide, and he reveals for the first time ever that when she died, they actually put a King Diamond, I think it was the Abigail record, in her casket, and when they buried her. And those Mastodon guys, I tell you, they make some great music. And if you get into their lives and what they're all about, you know, some pretty dark chaos there, and it makes sense that their art is also dark chaos. You know, it's beautiful dark chaos, don't get me wrong, but they definitely have all led some lives. Let's just leave it at that, and let's get into a little Mastodon right now. One of my really favorite bands of the past, you know, 10-15 years, Mastodon. That was Crack the Sky by Mastodon here on the Talking Metal Podcast. Thanks for listening, guys. Keep the support rolling by making a PayPal donation. Those are very helpful. Somebody suggested we do like a subscription PayPal thing. I'm going to look into that. Good suggestion. Right now, let's do a little Cheap Trick. I saw these guys last night in New Jersey. They played a show Saturday, February 15th in Montclair, New Jersey. We were right up front. So freaking good. You know, Bunny Carlos is no longer in the band. It's Rick Nielsen's son playing drums with him. But they're just so much fun. We were right up front. A lot of fun. Maybe I'll post a picture of them in today's show notes. Oh, love these guys. Cheap Trick. I was never like a hardcore Cheap Trick fan, but I've always been a fan. Maybe more the casual fan, if you will. But just love them. Love them. And seeing them in concert was just so much fun. Let's go with a classic. This is a rock and roll classic for sure. I Want You to Want Me. The live version off of Budokan. Live at Budokan. Here it goes.
Love.
What you just heard was Cheap Trick, followed by the Butcher Babies. The Butcher Baby pinup front women are in the new issue of Revolver magazine, which features the hottest chicks of rock or hottest chicks of metal or whatever they call it right now. And they ask all these quote-unquote hottest chicks of metal and rock about, you know, supernatural and ghosts and stuff like that, religion and stuff like that. And I have to, the one girl from Butcher Babies, I really give her a lot of credit. She was one of the few girls, I think Christina from Lacuna Coil had a similar answer, but she was one of the few girls they interviewed who kind of like basically said she believes what she sees with her eyes, and, you know, and her beliefs are more rooted in science. And I thought that was pretty cool. I thought that was a pretty cool comment. I know Butcher Babies get a lot of shit for, you know, kind of being a put together band for the Hot Topic shopper, but I actually think they have some strong songs, and I like them. I do like them. I'm not by any means a hardcore fan, but the handful of songs that I've heard by them, I do enjoy. So Butcher Babies, and I'm also of that line of thinking that, you know, there's science, man. There's science and Mother Nature, or nature. I don't like calling it Mother Nature because that goes into that fairy tale thing. But nature is amazing and incredible, and there's a lot of things about nature we can't explain. But that doesn't mean that there's some fairy tale explanation, whether it's the pagan religion or, you know, ghosts or even aliens. Yeah. But maybe aliens, who knows? Anyways, just messing with you. Let's keep things rocking here. And let's let's keep things rocking. Here's a little In Solitude. Hey guys, you got to support what we do. You don't have to, but it would be awesome if you do. We have a sponsor. They are called Squarespace. And what I'd love for you to do is go show them some love. Actually, show us some love by showing them some love. Go to squarespace.com and use the offer code. It's changed. It was Rock On, but now I want you to use the offer code METAL, M-E-T-A-L. Use that offer code, all right, guys? That will let them know that Talking Metal sent you to them. And who knows, maybe that'll bring Squarespace back for another sponsorship of Talking Metal down the road. Maybe not. Maybe it will. Regardless, whether it does or not, I think Squarespace kicks ass. I'm actually using them to set up another website right now, and it's great. Really good. I had a Talking Metal listener email me saying that he's been using them for a long time, and they really are great. Squarespace, of course, is the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. We are thankful that they are sponsoring Talking Metal. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code METAL, all caps, M-E-T-A-L. There, of course, are other ways you can support, such as going to talkingmetal.com and using our Amazon links to open up your Amazon. Not your Amazon, just to open up Amazon in general. And that, and then just go about your shopping. You know, everything costs the same as it would normally. And Amazon gives us a little kickback on that. We're almost about to get another check from Amazon because I just went there. So if somebody could go and make a $100 purchase, it would probably kick us over the $100 limit, or not limit, you know, minimum for a check. And I'll get a nice $100 check courtesy of Talking Metal. So again, use our Amazon link to open Amazon and do some shopping. Make a PayPal donation. We've gotten PayPal donations ranging from $1 all the way up to $300. And we welcome them all. I would even welcome a 50-cent donation. So we will take it. If you want to throw a couple quarters in the tip glass, go make a PayPal donation on TalkingMetal.com. You also can show your support by buying and wearing a Talking Metal t-shirt. A lot of you guys have done that. And maybe I shouldn't say his name, but somebody just told me Vinnie Vincent only sold 12 t-shirts. I mean, I know his t-shirts are a lot more expensive than the Talking Metal t-shirts, and they come with a Vinnie Vincent autographed, which ours don't come with a Vinnie Vincent autograph. But wow, we've definitely sold more than 12. I think we're almost sold out of the 50 that we had made. So there's probably 5 or 6 left. So go buy one if you want one, because they soon might be sold out. Although, when you know, they're probably not going to be sold out, because when they do sell out, I'm probably going to place another run. Maybe we'll do a new design, though. I don't know. Who knows? Anyways, I have 6 left, and I'm sure those probably won't sell out overnight. But go buy one. It would be a great way to show your support of Talking Metal. Speaking of Vinnie Vincent, man, his wife died recently, or so it's reported. Man, what a dark cloud hanging over that guy. You know, his first wife was murdered, and she had been turning tricks at night. She was kind of like a soccer mom, and been turning tricks at night. This is years ago, to basically support her kids. And it's like, even with the first wife, it's like, maybe she wouldn't have even had to have been murdered if she would have been getting money from Vinnie Vincent. I don't know what the backstory is. All I know is that guy, man, there's some dark shit hanging around that guy, Vinnie Vincent. Now his current wife is dead, apparently of alcoholism. A woman in her 40s only. So very sad, no matter what's going on there. Very dark, sad, evil stuff, Vinnie Vincent. It would be great to hear Vinnie Vincent surface somewhere and give an interview, but I think you're maybe dealing with somebody who is not mentally able to do something like that anymore. But let's hope for it. If there's anybody who's going to get him out of hiding, it's Eddie Trunk. Let's face it. I'd love to think it's Talking Metal, but it's not. It's probably Eddie Trunk. You know, I'd love to interview that guy, though. Sounds like Kiss may not be performing at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't know. Who knows what'll happen? I sure don't. I don't think John even knows. No one really knows at this point. I think Paul Stanley just doesn't like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, obviously, if he read Peter Criss's book, which I assume he did, although he says he didn't, I'm fairly certain he hates Peter Criss. But maybe the whole reason he doesn't want to play is because he doesn't like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Maybe that's a reason. Who knows? It's a guess on my part. He did an interview in Classic Rock magazine, and he made a lot of really valid points about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. All right, guys, take care. Have a great night or great day or whatever time it is you're listening to this show. We'll end with a little Seven Train here on Talking Metal. This is a band that features an ex-member of 24/7 Spies. And brand new album by them just came out on SoCal Records, 2014 release. Again, this is Seven Train.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.